Two Ontario government ministers will head to Grassy Narrows First Nation tomorrow to hear firsthand about mercury poisoning. Residents have complained for decades about mercury contamination on the remote northwestern Ontario community. As Philip Lee Shannock reports, it's been frustrating for those who have tried to shine a light on the long-buried issue.
One, two, three. Protesters wearing white coveralls and surgical masks tip over a steel drum full of thick gray liquid, making a gooey mess near the entrance of the Ontario legislature this week. Within minutes, a hazmat team arrives to contain the unknown substance. The irony is not lost on Syed Hassan of FreeGrassy.net, who says it's just cornstarch and food coloring.
It's a small taste of the fear that the Grassy Narrows people face every day in terms of mercury poisoning.
In the 1960s, the Dryden Chemical Company dumped 9,000 kilograms of the chemical into the Wabagoon and English River systems. The six protesters are arrested and charged with mischief and wearing a disguise. While some call it a costly publicity stunt, Chrissy Swain applauds their actions.
How it's like such a strong message, you know, like how quickly they reacted, you know, to that action, I guess. and then for us, we're still here. We're still being ignored.
Her family lives on the First Nation, and her son was diagnosed with mercury poisoning. Now she fears for the health of her 3-week-old grandson. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne dispatched two cabinet ministers, along with some technical experts, to the community near the Manitoba border. But she expressed doubts that cleaning up the mercury is even possible.
There has been competing science. And, you know, right now there's a report that says there may actually be a way to clean up the mercury that's trapped in the sediment. The conundrum was if you disturb that mercury, you could actually recontaminate the water.
Wynne says a report released last month also suggested the problem was not going away.
If there's ongoing contamination, we need to find the source of that. The scientists who have already been up there at this point haven't been able to find that source.
Kaz Glowacki thinks it shouldn't be too hard to find.
I think with some luck they should be able to. If I had metal detector and a week to search, I'd probably be able to find it.
Glowacki worked for the Dryden Chemical Company and says there's a hidden mercury dump on the mill property near the English River upstream from Grassy Narrows. He knows because he put it there.
I buried mercury in 1972 and thought, hey, I better do something about this. And out of guilt, I forwarded the letter to the chief about it and tried to get things off my chest.
That long-buried secret could be the key to starting a cleanup, which so many say is long overdue. Philip Lee Shannock, CBC News, Toronto.